Blog Talk Radio.
On Wheels Now.
Welcome to On Wheels Now, your inside look at local motorsports, live from Las Vegas. I gotta look at my calendar. July 13th. Whew, already?
Yes.
Welcome to the show. Hosting along with myself, the man on a mission, Mr. Gary Wyatt.
How you doing?
What's up, man?
Work.
Enjoying the... Working in the heat.
Oh, I love it.
Rolling around in the asphalt. It's always fun.
Oh, I love it. Somebody calling in.
Already?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, let's do this.
All right. You ready to hang up?
I did. Sorry, I hung up on him.
Oh,
I hit the wrong button.
Sorry, guys.
I don't know how to operate this thing. It's a heavy piece of equipment.
Oh, well.
Hopefully they call back. I don't know who
it is. We'll see. It could have been the wrong number.
Hey.
But you know what? We'll take your call anyway.
That's right.
Or we'll just hang up on
it. We don't even care what you have to talk about.
We might just hang
up. Can we talk about your car warranty?
Yeah. Your extended car warranty. Yes.
Of course, Mr. Freak 33, Matt Esposito, also hosting.
Here, present.
Hey, I got an issue. I got a problem.
Uh-oh.
I should pull it to the side, but I'm going to bring it out right here. It's not fair to our guest.
I can't wait.
It's not fair to our guest. I know we're experimenting with different angles and stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
but the angle we have now, that's just one camera angle, is not good. Our guests are all getting covered up since April, the end of April. We have not seen a guest's face. Just letting you know. So that's your job to fix it. So I'm going to leave it on you.
So we're going to go back to what it was before
well,
we change it.
Well, it doesn't matter. You should know if our guest's face is getting covered up or not. That's all. We can all see. We all know what each other looks like. I want to see what our guests look like. And that angle, this microphone right here covers up their face. So we can either flip it to where it's that way or whatever.
Yeah.
That's my issue. Not a big one.
That's it? That's all?
Well, that's it that I... that right now. No. So whatever, you know, however we need to work it.
Hold on. They're calling back.
All right.
The extended warranty company's calling back. Hold on.
Hello, who do we have on the line? You're calling in to On Wheels Now.
Can you hear me now?
Hello?
No?
I'm sorry, we can't hear you. You need to speak up if you are on the line.
There. Go ahead.
Hello. Who do we have? Sorry, we can't hear you. If you're calling the wrong number, you're calling live. It's Wheels Now. If not, you may want to hang up, but we can't hear you either way. Apologize. You can go to the On Wheels Now .com page, and on the front screen you'll see a different call-in number if you want to call into a local 702.
The number you have reached.
So
goodbye.
Sorry. Apologize. Text us. Text us.
That's weird because that one's supposed to work. The one in the system.
Yeah, that's in.
Well,
the
they're
system.
All supposed to work. They all work. They all used to work. So.
No, they all.
They all used to work.
Yes.
Technology is just outdating us as we move along.
I don't know. Is it?
Yes.
What's the new technology? Tell me. I want to know.
We'll get it.
People are doing all this stuff just on their phones.
Yeah. We're doing it on our phones too. I see it on your phone. I see it on your phone.
Your computer.
On my computer.
Your phone. Yeah.
Anyways. Sorry about that. Hold on, let me turn my computer on.
So there's no guest tonight, so that's not.
We were hoping.
That's not
get,
a super priority right now.
We were. No, it's not. We're hoping to get someone in, but you know, we understand.
There's a race in Irwindale this weekend, so they're all getting ready for that race in Irwindale.
Anybody that's running like a pro late model,
Or a modified.
Or a modified. Is the, are the Pro Mods racing there, Reese?
Or I believe so.
Well, the so it's probably the SRL Pro Lates. If you are, some of the local Pro Lates aren't racing in the series, I don't believe, but the modifieds are racing in Irwindale, so some guys might be racing the.
Yes, the Spears Lucas Oil modifieds and the Pro Late models.
Both, okay.
And the Super Lates.
The local division of the Super Late.
I'm just reading what it has on
there. I think that's their local Super Late.
And Minivan Demolition Derby.
Oh, that's the one you were talking about.
Yeah.
Hey, maybe
and fireworks.
Oh, really? So yeah. They're doing their independence celebration this coming week.
It says fireworks,
wow.
Super Late, Minivan Demolition Derby, Pro Late, and Modified.
So I wonder if that is that what they're calling the Spears Premier Division now, the Super Lates, I wonder? I don't know. They used to be called the Spears, the SRL Spears Late Models, but now they've got Pro Lates, maybe they are calling those Super Lates now. I don't know. I could be wrong. Sorry if I don't know. If you know, you want to let us know. Chime in.
Mm-hmm.
Chime in and tell us. Let me look. Let's see. Oops. Anyways, until something pops up here. So nobody tried to call back in, huh?
I'm on a different screen.
Oh, that's okay.
Yep.
Doesn't look like
maybe it. The extended warranty company figured out that
could have got an extended warranty for something.
That's right. I want them to give me an extended warranty on my 97 Crown Victoria.
There you go. And you can refer him to other bomber
cars. That's right. I'll give them all the bomber drivers.
Jeez.
It's the SRL Southwest Tour, but yes, it is the new Spears Pro Late model.
Well, no, yeah, that's the Pro Lates, but their Premier Division is still, are they calling those Super Lates now? I wonder.
I'm interested in that Minivan Demolition Derby.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like fun.
Did you find somebody's minivan we could borrow?
No.
Dang. We'll keep looking.
That's right.
Let's see. I used to be able to. Let me see something here.
SRL Spears Southwest Tour. Spears Modifieds and Spears Pro Late Models.
I'm not sure which login I should, which Wi-Fi I should try to get on here. So
whichever one. Whichever one.
There's so many choices. I'm gonna try. If I want 5G, 5.0 JC, or 2.4. Which one? Which one you think?
5G, melt your brain.
Any of those yours? you have to type in the password.
I'm like you. I'm not giving you the password.
That's okay. That's okay.
Well, go ahead and face the camera.
That's right. Look, guys.
Yeah, here it is. Oh, man. Hide characters.
That's right. There you go, guys. Everybody's got the...
Only if you come by... Oh, okay. Okay, that one.
And the password is not Late Model Truck Series Champion.
No,
I don't want to update. Don't you hate when I try to do these automatic updates all the time?
Right when you're trying to do something. Or when you're in a hurry and you shut down your laptop and you're like, I'm ready, I'm out of here. And it says, please do not turn off your computer.
Uh-huh.
Installing updates.
You know, and you have all your update information shut off so it doesn't do any automatic updates and all that, but it doesn't anyway.
Mm-hmm. And to answer your question, Justin, it will be... Without this, I would have built a minivan. But I didn't know about this until 4 days before the show.
Sounds like you still have time.
Oh. Yeah. Between all the work I got.
Make a couple phone calls. could rent one.
Hey, yeah, let's go rent a minivan from like Enterprise or something.
There you go.
Hey, they did it in that movie.
Maybe we could ask somebody to rent one for us, and we'll pay them back for the rental.
Make sure they get the extended warranty on it.
Yeah. Should get the. Or we encourage you to get the.
Yeah.
We're not going to tell you why.
Mm-hmm.
We encourage you to get the extended warranty. Let's see. Sorry, I'm just trying to find that.
So is Irwindale the only track racing this weekend?
No. Orange Show.
Orange Show, that's right. Yep. The first.
Yeah.
The first race back.
Yep.
Since the
pandemic.
Yep.
And other closures. Assuming they're the super late. I'm still on that, by the way.
Okay.
Let's see.
Well, we'll move on to
you guys
the Orange Show.
You do that. I'm gonna...
Information because they got 19 scheduled up, so I can't give you no information. So anyway, the Orange Show's racing this weekend as well. I know who's not racing there this weekend.
That's true. That's okay. We need a breather too.
Yes. It's a lot of work, trust me.
Yeah, that is the tour series.
What you looking for?
I want to see if Southwest Tour, the Spears, Southwest Tour are calling themselves Super Late Models now instead of just the Spears. Because they used to be Spears Late Model, but now they have a Pro Late Model division. So I'm wondering, do they call themselves a Super Late Model now? Probably a stupid question, but...
SRL, Spears, Southwest Tour.
Right.
And then the Spears Modifieds.
Mm-hmm.
And the Spears Pro Late Models.
Okay.
So,
but then they also have a Super Late Model division racing. Am I right? So there's
mm-hmm.
four divisions? So the local...
With fireworks.
So are you, did you count four different... Is that what they're saying?
One.
The Spears?
Two, three.
Yeah, but on another screen you said it said Super Late Model.
Yes, Super Late Models.
But
fireworks, Super Late Models, Pro Late Models, and Modified.
Yeah, but you didn't say the Spears Southwest Tour.
No, that's what it says below it.
All right. So I'm guessing the Super Late Models are Spears
Minivan,
Southwest Tour.
Minivan Demolition Derby and Fireworks, SRL Spears Southwest Tour, Spears Modifieds, and Spears Pro Late Models.
Right. But it also says Super Late Model.
In their ad. Yeah, in the front, on the big front page. Takes up the whole page.
Oh, well. I'm going to say that's what they call their...
Super?
Spears Southwest Tour.
The Southwest Tour includes the Super
Late. Well, it must be Super Late Models.
Yeah.
They weren't before. I'm just saying. They were the SRL Spears Southwest Tour Late Models.
Right, it's now, all Michael Miller's fault, but he said they call them tour cars.
Right. But
which is a super
the
late.
The Prolates are now the SRL.
No, the Prolates are also the super late models, right? That's what you just said.
No, I think the super lates are part of the Southwest, the Spears Southwest Tour.
Right. Those are the premier division they've always been, but now they're.
But they haven't
themselves.
Listed. The SRL
right.
is only listed on the Prolates.
Joe Farre, and ask him. I know
yes,
he's pretty
please
deep.
Explain.
He's pretty deep into
we that. We've got listeners that wants to know.
I want to know. I'm just curious, you know. I mean, because to me it's important to call them what they want to be called, right? We want to be
yes.
listed as what we want to be listed as, and they should be called. I don't want to call them something that they're not, right? So we should find out who they are and
Give me your credit card. I'm going to buy a couple of tickets for somebody.
Then you can confuse the whole stands.
Yes.
And say, which cars are these? And what series are they?
I mean, I understand. You got the Spears modified and the Spears, the Prolate models. And it used to be the Spears Southwest Tour cars. But
on the schedule, it's separated.
Right. They're saying super late.
Now, I clicked into tickets because you're going to give me your credit card and we can buy some tickets. But it says NASCAR Pro, NASCAR late models on this, on the ticket section.
I see. So they're even more confusing.
Yes. So it says Demolition Derby returns with fireworks. Join us July 17th for Spears SRL Tour Cars.
Okay.
Modifieds, pro late models, NASCAR late models, and first ever minivan demolition derby plus fireworks. Well, you told me that already. Gates open at 4 p.m. The green flag drops at 7 p.m. for the first race.
Mm. So maybe that's their local division. Is the local is the
NASCAR
late
pro late? I'm sorry,
late model.
Yes,
which is probably the super late models that they're talking about in there also.
Right.
Which is probably their NASCAR division, because the Spears division is their own series. They're not NASCAR sanctioned.
Spears SRL Tour Cars,
yep.
Modified Pro Late Models, NASCAR Late Models.
Okay.
So we're narrowing it down.
Hey, see, we're getting answers.
What giving your credit card to me gets us? Some answers.
It might tell how much tickets there. Might be able to buy one ticket, maybe two.
The last 15 minutes, sponsored by
Spears.
Right.
Spears. Hey, we're not sure which one it is, but
right, one of those, one of the Spears. Hey, Spears have been around a long time. I'm glad to see an asphalt series survive like they have and be a premier West Coast division like they have been. You know, that series is something to look up to and look after, to try to mimic some of the things that they do, because they've been strong, they've been through hard times, they've kept great car counts, and they've added on the modified, they've tried putting on legends before and things like that.
Well, a lot of the young drivers that are pro now, Xfinity and Trucks,
a lot of them have,
a lot of them won through the Spears,
right. Yeah, because there's the Spears, like they do a lot of really good tracks they race at, but it's not, I'm sure it's very expensive, but you also have the K&N, West Series,
mm-hmm.
which used to be, I think, the Winston West, I don't remember, whatever, the used to be different names, but, it's aside from that, it gives the young drivers somewhere else to race, as far as the West divisions go. So when you see something like that survive, it's something that you want to be able to have. It's very expensive, so you got to have these stepping stones, just like they do in upper NASCAR. You have the big, what do they call them, the main division now? It used to be Winston Cup Series. Now it's just Cup, or what? They just call it the Cup Series?
They just call it Cup Series.
So you got your Cup, then you got your Xfinity.
Because Monster did was the main
mm-hmm.
sponsor for, I want to say, 3 or 4 years.
And they had a Sprint for a little while.
And then they cut it back to the people from NASCAR. They decided to even out the sponsorship. So each race, that's why you see each race has a different name, a different sponsor, to kind of balance it out. So now it's just Cup Series,
and then
each race is named off of a sponsor.
And obviously that's because of the changing times. So, like, one company probably didn't want to spread their money out as much as...
Oh, Monster wanted to.
Really?
They already sent over the contract. It was NASCAR that decided to make this change.
Yeah. Well, which might be good because they're giving these other companies a chance to step up, I guess. I don't know.
But, yeah, I remember as a kid, it was Winston.
Yeah. Yeah. Of course, you had your... You have your Xfinity, which used to be the Bush.
Or used to be Bush.
For,
yeah.
Forever. And then you had your Truck Series, which fairly new. I mean, they've only been around, I think, since 95.
Yeah, because they were Craftsman when they started?
Yeah, Craftsman.
The Craftsman Truck
Series. Forever. And of course, they're Camping World.
Camping World, yeah.
Now. Then they go to something else.
I don't remember what it was. Gander RV, maybe.
And then they went back. Anyways, you know, that's your third tier. You know, and obviously underneath of that, you have ARCA series, like, which is ARCA Menards series now, which guys get into to get some seat time on super speedways. You know, and then you have your Can-Am East and West asphalt, you know, the series there. But you also have on the West Coast, you have your Spears series. You used to have the Speed Truck series, which is now late model truck series, which is a good stepping stone to get into, let's say, a Spears or something else, you know. So you got to have these levels that you get into. It's just like, I feel like we're like the third tier, just like you got your NASCAR Cup, Xfinity and truck series yep. in the big league. You know, we might be minor league, but we're, I think we're up the top echelon of the minor leagues. You know, you have your K&N, you have your Spears, and you have your, us, your late model truck series. You know, great stepping stones from legends, you know, these small wheelbase vehicles into something that's a full-size spec series that you're going to expect to see, you know, in these super speedways, you know. So it's good to have these different avenues to gain different experience aside from, let's say, your virtual stuff like iRacing and all that. But it's cool to see that. But, you know, with that, though, you know, I think we see a little bit of revitalization of the short track races, I think. You know,
yeah.
We see some great spectators, you know, fans back in the stands, like locally with the local bull ring, with the guys that put that together. That I think they're doing a great job.
Well, see, I have to attribute some of that to actual NASCAR, the NASCAR series.
What do you think that they have done?
They've been really
push the local.
When you're watching the race on TV, they've been really talking about local racing. They've been talking about the history of the drivers, how they started in legends, how they started in pro lates or late models. So they've been really talking up the small tracks. Plus, I think adding the road courses and the dirt tracks to the NASCAR events,
yeah, which is good,
kind of brings in that local track feel to the pro. So I think that kind of, oh, wow, that's kind of cool. And then someone says, hey, you know, that happens every other Saturday,
right?
You know, 2 hours away.
Yeah,
let's go.
And that's true. A lot of the local, I mean, there's a lot of local drivers that end up in the big leagues. But, and I'm not knocking NASCAR by any means, but that's great that they're more involved. They're involved like that more than they used to be. But to me, they could be more involved, mm-hmm. you know. You got these super speedways that they're involved with everywhere. Most of them have a short track, whether it's dirt or asphalt, nearby
within
or on
the facility.
Yeah,
usually,
right within the facility itself, they should be given out or promoting at those NASCAR events. The local tracks, to me, are a community.
I think it should be part of NASCAR Week
event. They should at least do something for the local tracks.
Give out tickets. Yeah,
If you're hosting
NASCAR that weekend,
have your drivers or some of them, you know, you can make them do whatever you want because you own those drivers. So make them come to the local tracks, you know, make them do autograph sets, make them sit up in the stands with the fans,
right?
Or something. I know there's just some, you know, I know there's a lot of more politics to it. I know that, and
well,
but just
look,
throwing some things out.
Look
there,
at what we had. Was that a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, when they ran the race on the dirt track on like a Thursday night before NASCAR weekend, and then Kyle Busch jumped into a car, and that was super, like, that was packed.
Yeah, and he's done that in the past where, you know, he's ran the winter showdown, that SRL Spears, as a matter of fact, yeah. Spears SRL, I guess super late models, the tour series.
A few years ago here.
Yeah, they usually hold it every year, but they've had something here before where he's ran it here, but he's run it in Bakersfield at Kern, you know, and that's what helps these local tracks and teams and things like that, you know,
but
promote it.
But also with that, a lot of the pro drivers are on the short tracks. You know, some of them driving sprint cars, some are driving, you know,
modifieds out on dirt. Like a lot of them are going and hitting the dirt tracks and just whether it's experience or fun or what they're doing. But a lot of the pro drivers are going back and doing these during the week things or
right.
off weekends.
You know, during this last year, obviously, a lot of businesses, people, and events, and you name it, has been affected by, you know, the COVID and all that in 2020. I think it pushed more young people to go with iRacing and the virtual racing and stuff like that. And there's some, we talked about it before, just before that, there's some real money involved in that. These guys are getting, you know, sponsorships from companies that will probably never go back to real sponsorship for race cars, you know, physical teams and things like that. They're going to stay virtual because I think they know it's safer for them to put their sponsorship money into a virtual.
Well, that's just see. We'll see next year because NASCAR is supposed to go with a new spec car, a new package, which I'm guessing is going to have more electronics, be more familiar to like an iRacing.
Because they have IRL racing, like a full electric race car.
Mm-hmm.
And you can actually, and I watched it, a portion of it, not a lot of it, but fans could actually give a driver boost, you know, just from, I don't know if it was calling in or texting or whatever the way it was, and they could use that boost.
Total speed racer status.
For real, you know, in real life. You know, so there's a weird connection, but it was kind of cool to see. It's just really weird, that, you know, but I think that might be eventually the direction that a lot of...
Right, but you don't want that to be the main, like I see that being a separate series.
Yeah.
But you don't want that to be, you know, the NASCAR.
Well, you never know. There's companies that have pulled out of physical real racing and went virtual because they said they're going green and they don't want to be associated with petroleum-based, racing.
Right.
Because they're looking at their company image and so on. So that's a real thing that they're looking at as they look forward to doing their green initiative, which, you know, hopefully we don't suffer in the physical world with our racing, local racing on up, you know. So,
well, I mean, we could,
you have to
there
change.
Could still be an electric car series. I mean, you just don't have the same,
and they have it.
The loudness and the feel and the sound of the power.
Well, what we'll do is every driver will put a mic and a loudspeaker. They can go vroom vroom while they're driving next to the fans.
But as for the racing, I mean, it's still possible.
Yeah.
You better not piss one of them drivers off and short circuit your battery,
right?
Well, the only
little off button that you can, we can pick anybody that we pick off. But
the only issue I see with that is most of the electric vehicles are either front or all wheel drive. You know, we're pretty much moving away from rear-wheel drive cars.
Well,
in general,
in any of these high-tech racing, is going to be all-wheel drive. Period. There won't be just front or rear-wheel drive. It's going to be all-wheel.
What are we doing? Going NASCAR four-wheeling now, or what?
I'm sure.
Well, I mean, you're going to get better performance and better speed with all-wheel, but you'll be tearing up tires differently. I mean, it'll throw a whole, you know, dynamic into it.
They'll probably wear more evenly. It's just better.
I don't know if anyone's seen online that new Ford Mustang. The
that's
electric
badass.
One.
That four door.
Are they allowed to call it Mustang? I don't know. Somebody complained
badass.
About it. Said, it's not a Mustang. It's a SUV or something. I don't
no,
know. I haven't
it's
seen
a
it.
Four door Mustang.
Is
that's
it?
Badass. Yeah,
but it's electric. It's got.
Does it look like a Mustang?
Yeah.
1,200 horsepower. Yeah. It's like fucking crazy.
It looks just like the newer Mustangs, but a four-door,
huh?
Just stretched.
Weird.
For the four-door.
I haven't seen that.
Oh, it's
that
badass, yeah.
All electric.
I'm not sure.
Or is it a
I didn't
hybrid?
Read it was electric.
Maybe I'm thinking of something else. I thought they came out with an
all-electric
thing that they called Mustang, but it's a like an SUV-looking thing that's all electric. I don't know. I could be wrong. That's what I heard. I didn't see it or anything like that. But don't know. It just brings up different questions that you know, could happen. I guess in our local racing, it, you know, everything trickles down. You know, we got to make the changes, whether people like it or not, in our local series. You know, for the types of fuel efficiencies, you know, things like that. You know, people aren't going to like what we do, but in the long run, everybody else will catch up to us because we'll be 100, you know, 100 times more advanced at that point. So, yeah, I don't know. And it's not just, you know, here's a question that came up with, and it was a good kind of scenario. Like, we're all, when we go racing, right, we all go to the racetrack. It's a hobby for us, right? I mean, people take it serious. I mean, it's a serious hobby, but it's got to be fun, right?
Yeah.
Because if you're not having fun, you got two choices. You can be at the racetrack not having fun, or you can be out on the boat, on the lake, having fun, right?
Yeah.
That's a lot of work too. But where, you know, where's the balance of fun? You know, or out ATVing or four-wheeling or side-by-side driving, things like that. So
we're friends, Patrick.
Let's see. Wait, that's the old one.
No, they're showing the old ones in the
new. Okay. Oh, they put the girl in the new one. Stand by.
Yes, he's watching the video. Is it the four-door?
No.
Oh, show him that four-door.
Well, that's a race car. That's not a street car. Listen to that. It's weird.
1,400 horsepower.
Dang. That's all-wheel drive.
Yeah. But see, that'll be the new...
He's doing an all-wheel burnout.
That's going to be the new sound of racing. It's going to be wee.
What sucks is they're all... They're showing, like, early ones on different years.
Let me see if I can.
But that's pretty cool. But anyways, you know, getting back to like the fun part of it, you know.
I'll see if I can put the link up for everybody to see this.
You know, it's not just in the local, like, circle track. I think that's where some of the dirt track stuff kind of survived a little bit. Because it seems like less pressure, but some of the higher divisions in there, like the modifieds and dirt late models and things like that, or sprint car type racing, yeah, you still have a lot of pressure. It's still higher end in dirt track, but it seems like there's more fun. I mean, you've talked about dirt track racing being more relaxed, more fun.
A lot more.
Almost to a point where you'd rather go dirt racing than asphalt racing, right? Well, there's a reason. That's that balance of you know, hey, you don't want to be mad all the time or, you know, stuff like that. That's where it seems like, you know, can happen at the local asphalt track more so for some reason. I don't know why. So it's not just enough. Like, I was talking to somebody today about the off-road racing, something that possibly was part of the reason, you know, like the Lucas Oil off-road series kind of went defunct and disbanded. You know, there's management changes, things that happen that you start getting people in that running these things that are not racers. They're not racers by heart. They've never raced. They don't know what it's like to race. You know, they look at the numbers. They look at things differently. So they don't know, like, hey, sometimes you got to give in this area because you're going to make up for it in these other areas. So it causes people not to be happy. You know, you got to be able to go out the track and say, hey, I'd rather be here than taking a, you know, 4-hour drive, 4.5-hour drive, and go sit at the beach somewhere, or go to Cowabunga Bay.
Yeah.
So, or but you do, sit out in your backyard. And
you're dealing with the politics. You know, you're dealing with politics.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, the ones that are open are the ones that are more corporately owned.
Right.
Well, it's funny because in the West, when you go back east, yeah, you can just you. Someone has one in their backyard. You could just like, hey, we show up on Friday nights.
But that's the fun factor. So, funny point that like the corporate tracks, yeah, some of them stay open because they have the corporate money to keep them open. But while it's staying open, the companies, these corporate owned. Much money, you got to bring in this. We're going to keep you open if you do this. Well, then that you know, everybody's stressed out and all that, right? So nobody's happy, you know, nobody wants to be there. So, you know, you got to look at what those factors are and fix those specific problems. Why, you know, you didn't get the privileges that you felt like you deserved, right?
Right.
Sponsor of a big race during the year, working with a series that races out there, and you should get some special treatment. You know, yeah, I understand that. Same with us. Hey, we sometimes might have something happen to us where we feel like otherwise you're not happy. Same thing with a driver, a racer, a mm-hmm. team. You know, one team might. I don't care if it's one small team that's a one-guy team or a 10-car team. They all put out their time and money and effort in there, and they want to, you know, feel
and,
like.
And may have driven, you know, 7 hours again.
Yeah, could have been that too. You know, so what's making this specific people not happy? Is it something that can be fixed, or is it just a, you know, hey, this person's bitching problem? You know, once those problems are fixed and you get as many people happy as possible, you're going to want them to keep coming back. You're going to want them to keep racing at that specific track or keep coming to the stands. And, you know, one of the complaints about the July 3rd race was, yeah, it was packed, but nobody could get food. The lines were too long. The drinks, they couldn't get right. drinks because the lines were too long. So they're thirsty. Well, they couldn't bring in their own drinks.
And that was a contract thing.
Well,
yeah, but it don't matter if it's a contract thing or nothing.
It's a problem. Those people might not want to come back next year because they had young kids
right.
or something like, oh, I didn't know I couldn't bring this in, so, you know, but I couldn't go get something.
I also agree that they can't fix that problem today.
Exactly. Now they know there's a
right.
problem. I don't know if that's a problem that happens from race to race, but I know for this event, which is unique because it's one of their biggest events of the year for
no.
the local bull ring.
Because I was talking to Cindy about doing some promotional stuff, mm-hmm. and she said that a lot of it is locked down in contract.
Yeah,
we can't set up outside booths. You can't bring
yeah.
in outside vendors
yeah.
because of the contracts that they
right.
have in place right now.
Right, but
so they can't fix that food problem because
well,
you
they,
can't
they,
bring in somebody else.
Yeah, but they can, bring in more of their contracted
people
to
do
provide
a,
more food.
Correct.
They do it at the
or a remote booth.
Yeah, but they can't fix at the next race because they're not going to have the same amount of people.
No,
correct.
I'm not saying that, but what I'm saying is they know there's a problem there, so hopefully next race
right.
that you see, next
right.
big event, whether it's the July 3rd or some other big event, that you know, and that's just one thing of many that could make somebody unhappy, you know, that would keep them from coming back. You got to fix those
right.
problems no matter what they
that's,
are.
That's what I was talking with Cindy. I think there should be more of a fan experience when
yeah.
they come to the track.
Well, I was talking to somebody.
Gates open at 5, racing starts at 7.
Yeah.
For that first hour and a half, they should be able to see who all the drivers are. There should be a booth, a poster, a car out there, somebody signing autographs. It should
right.
be an experience when you're going into the track, just like when you go to the big NASCAR race.
Yeah, and that's somebody, I was talking to somebody that was telling me like how they would run a track, you know, like the boring, for instance. You know, they would make it, obviously you got to get the races on schedule and all that, like, but on the spectator side, you have your area like the bowling does, that grassy area, or set up some picnic type areas where, you know, families can go sit down, you know, relax, eat whatever they want. Kids got somewhere to play, whether it's horseshoes, cornhole, set up stuff like that. Cause not everybody in those stands wants to sit and watch the race. Yeah. The, you know, most parents do or something like that. We'll sit up and watch the race. But the kids, sometimes they get tired. They want to go do something else, play with other kids, you know, things like that, right? So you have those experiences, make it a family experience. But he also thought
– we're talking our age, because to me, that reminds me of when we used to go see the drive-ins when we were
right.
younger.
Yeah, same thing.
You'd go to a drive-in, you'd bring a softball or a football
right.
or a ball and glove. Yeah. And you'd go 2 hours early before the movie,
yeah.
barbecuing, you'd be talking to, where you had like a, it was an experience.
But then you can charge, instead of $12, you can charge $15. You know, you
Correct.
Can charge a little bit more because you spend more time there. Yeah, you still can make money on the, you know, you make more of the money on the beer than the food. You're right, because the beer drinkers, you want to make your money on the food. You still want to be able to, you still can make money on and stuff like that.
It all depends.
But.
Because the alcohol tax is pretty high, even if...
That's why you got to charge more.
Right.
And American flags, Cindy.
Right. When you're licensed, because when we were running First Friday, we learned a lot about this. You know, when they go and pull their permit for whatever event, and they would have to do that out there. So they pull the permit for the event.
Usually it's a...
It could be $5,000 to $10,000
right.
for that.
Well,
night.
Usually the permit fee is going to be a flat fee. So if you have a flat fee of $5,000, then you want to sell more beer, because it
Correct.
Doesn't matter. It's, you're going to pay $5,000 whether you spend
right.
X amount or not. So
uh-huh.
so the beer is probably where you want to make your money, because they're going to buy beer for $15, right, Gary?
Yes.
Or if it's $5, or if they got $2 beer, they're going to buy it. So,
but food has a good markup.
Yeah.
If you do it right.
You always still make money on your food and concessions, stuff like that. But anyways, but you make it where you don't have to stand in line.
I'm not knocking what you're doing, Cindy, because I know you're doing what parameters you're given right now.
Right. And we're not talking about specifically the problem at the bullring or anything. This is I'm telling you what a person that was telling me what they would do right now.
Right.
So, and that's the family thing, the food, the charge more for the beer. And then if the races get done at 10 o'clock, you don't close the track at 10 o'clock. You keep the spectator side open till midnight or 1 o'clock, but you have a band or something play there. So guys that want to hang out or families that want to hang out can stay. But if you don't, you leave. That's all. You paid your money. You made your
right.
money. But if you want to stay and hang out and BS with your buddies and stuff like that, you know, you can till, you know, the rest of the racers or everybody's off the track and everybody's
plus there's some people that come out and they like the modifieds, they like the
right.
late model series, but they might not like the skid plates or
right.
the bombers, and then they bail out early. Or some might like the reverse.
Right.
I want to see the skid plates and the bombers
right.
and they just got, but if they have something else to do where they're not bored, so
right.
if you don't want to watch that one race, you know, yeah, that's when you go down for food. But, yeah, if you're waiting
you know,
in line
and
for 45 minutes.
Yeah,
then...
I know they encourage people, like, to go through the pits after the race, but it's hard to get to and all that. Back in Saugus, you had to exit through the pits. There's no getting around it. That's the way you had to leave. So you were forced to go and, hey, I'm going to go ahead and check out this while I'm here. This is the car I was rooting for, or something like that. Or I think I know this guy from, you know, whatever, you know.
But that also takes the racers to participate in that also.
They have to.
Because a lot of them,
it doesn't matter. They have to.
Yeah, you know, they have a bad night and it's in the trailer and they're like just.
That's too bad. They have to. They don't like it.
But I know what you're saying. It would be nice if their pit lined up their car. It looked like a car show walking out of the race.
It's for you just have to participate. That's just how it was there. It doesn't matter if that's right or wrong. One thing, but what this other guy was telling me was one of the things is got to be able to see the race cars, you know, whether they're coming on or off the track or whatever it is, because you, like at the bullring, when you're sitting in those stands, you see the top. You don't see the side. You don't.
Right.
They're just. You know, you get too much top. They're too high, I think, you know. So maybe if they cut them in half and move them around so you get more of the circular part of the track, then you can see them all through up to turn, you know, one all the way around, maybe where the whatever they call it, stockyard area is, and they can move the stockyard over some more or something. I don't know. But that gives more of a lower angle, and you can kind of push them back a little bit so you can see the race.
Same thing happens at the main track.
Right.
The race ends. And all the cars have to go through inspection.
Right.
The crowd is packed against those windows to see inspection, just so they can see, like you said, just so they can see the side of the car.
Right.
Just so they can be within 15 feet of the driver That's it. That's the experience they're looking for.
Right.
They watch the whole race, but that's the experience that they want.
Yeah, exactly. That's, you know, so I don't know. There's some things possibly.
I personally have always been a fan of the way Irwindale does it. And every race, they have a 45-minute autograph session.
Yep.
That is in their schedule.
Too.
Yeah, Havasu.
Do you do it before or after?
Before. It's 45 minutes.
Yep.
Every time I've been to Irwindale to watch, to demo, to figure eight, whatever it is, there's always a 45-minute long autograph
session. And their lineup.
Automatic.
And their lineup, before they get on the track, you can see every race car while they're lined up. You can see who they are, who's getting ready to come on the track, all that, where they're lined up.
I've always been a fan of the autograph sessions.
Yeah.
I personally like them because it gives you a chance.
Close-up participation.
And obviously all the fans are going to stay to the end of the race.
Right.
So that reflects more soda sell, more beer sell, more hot dog sell, more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So a 45 minutes out here reflects $250 more back here.
Yep.
So.
No, I agree.
And I've always been a fan of the autograph sessions.
Think autograph sessions should be part of every event, you know.
And all the drivers should have to go out. Now you got exceptions to the rules.
Yes.
Somebody's tires got to be changed, or somebody's
right,
got a problem with their
motor.
Yeah, something happened in the heat race. Something happened in the whatever.
Yeah.
But there's always exceptions to that rule.
Yeah.
But other than that, I think all drivers should be on.
And
mandatory.
Usually it is at most tracks that require that. For that reason, is you want to make sure that the fans, you know, can interact with the racers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's mandatory. So, but. Yeah, you know, I think so too. I agree with you there. You know, it should be, and it's hands on. It gets the drivers a chance to hand out anything. You know, if they got hero cards, you know, sign things, whatever it is. You know, meet. You know, some. You've had it, Gary, where you know you've met some young fan, and then years later they're still a fan because.
Yeah.
You know, they were able to meet you and and, you know. It's a
well, then the ones that want to race, like I've seen that story many times where the kids, that's it. They're a fan of somebody and their goal is to race and get good enough to race their idol before they retire.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And just like when I raced Pahrump for all them years, I've had a couple younger kids that the same thing you say. They see me and JJ walk into the waiting for us.
Right.
You know, we're just JJ and Gary, but to those kids, we're superstars.
Yeah.
They don't, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They,
well, you know, hey, I've been on the other side where I wasn't a racer, and I went and watched guys race. I looked up to the racers, everybody that was on that track. I looked up to them. I'm like, man, them guys are racing. That's cool. They're race car drivers and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I remember before I even started racing, I remember specifically – it was a brand new body, white. They were called Sportsmans back then. It had number 5 on it, and it had Swenson's on it. That's it. It was Mark Allison. I just remember it because that car was so clean, and he was out there, you know, winning and stuff like that. And I was like, man, these guys are cool, man. You know, I wasn't planning on racing or anything like that. But, you know.
Which is like me being in the stands and then going from the stands, you know. Because I was in the stands, you know, years ago, and then, you know, life was happening, so I'd catch a race every now and then. And then, you know, Cindy was like, oh, I need to come see a race. So I come see a race, and then it's, oh, hey, come hang in the pits, and then you're hanging in the pits. And then you just start building that adrenaline and excitement, you know, because then you get to see how the cars work and how everything goes. But then, yeah, even just as not high profile as skid plate is, I had that same experience.
Still, you see guys on the track.
I had a good race. I came in 5th, you know, and I'm excited. And people come through the pits at the end of the day. They stop, look at your car, and they're like, oh, my God, are you the driver?
Right.
Hey, you did really good on, you know, on, like, the third lap when you did that 3-6.
Right.
So then, hey, I don't think of myself as, you know, famous or, you know, that.
Right. But it's cool. It's
but then it's cool that you have that interaction that somebody actually paid attention to you.
Right. And
they were watching you.
Right. And that's, you know, the fan side of it. You know, you are a racer. There is a separation between fans and the racers, you know, because it is a big deal to get out there and race. Not everybody can do it, you know. It's not easy to do. some people think it's easy until they try it, but you know, it's cool. Like you said, the autograph sessions help kind of bridge that gap to be able to meet these drivers and team owners and just see the race cars.
And then the same thing with the autograph session is after you go run your heat or your main or you go race, and then they open the pits, that same kid that was talking to you the whole time at the autograph session is now in your pits learning what goes on after the race.
A lot of times they say, how come you weren't going faster? How come you didn't win? No, you know, it's just funny. Yeah, that's true. You know, they're an instant fan, of course, just because they got to meet you or, you know, like something you did and all that.
And really, they only see you with your helmet on as you go by.
Right.
You know, they don't see the real you outside of that race car.
Right.
You know, so.
Well, just like at the last race, Gary got interviewed by, how old was she?
Eight? Oh, she was probably 7 or 8.
Yeah, no, right? No way.
Oh, yeah.
She had her phone. She had her questions, and she was
really.
She was doing an interview with
while I was flipping burgers. She was like,
"No way."
She was like, "Can I talk to you?" And I was like, "Yeah." And she goes, "Go ahead and cook, and I'll talk to you at the same time. It's okay." And she was only like 7 or 8 years old. And she came
to
Sue.
Work for CNN?
I don't know. I think she's going to be working for CNN.
She works for Owen.
I tell you,
how are you feeling? You know, how did you not? No, how did she say it?
How did you stay so
calm
in that truck? She didn't call it a car. She called it a truck.
Good. Very observant.
Right.
Whoever you are.
Right.
Thank you.
And I told both the kids that, you know, I only got kids for fans. I don't have adults. They're all haters anyways.
Yes, we are.
I told the kids to come back down on, September 4th. I will have them something. I don't know what I'm going to have them. But
there you go. Because they're supposed to have an autograph session, right?
I don't know that. Are they?
Cindy, there will be an autograph session. It's throwback night. You have to have autograph sessions, right?
Yeah.
So, anyways.
But, and the young lady that he was talking about.
And we're your bell-bottoms, by the way.
That's right.
Anyways. Yeah, so.
So even if she wasn't going to get into a race car, she was excited and involved enough that maybe she would be a newscaster. Maybe Jamie Little.
I truly believe that's where that young lady's headed.
Was she interviewing for like a school paper or a school?
She was just asking me questions. I don't know. I have no clue.
You're
her dad.
She just turned around, handed her dad, hold this.
Yeah.
And then went to her
dad
to Gary.
Her dad that's just sitting in the background just watching her.
That's
you know, of course, I was busy barbecuing at the same time, and like Sue told her, well, when you win around here, you got to barbecue too. So.
that's the thing. When you're winner, if you win, you have to barbecue. Yeah. So that's the new thing. So watch out, whoever wins next time.
Hey, I'm not taking my barbecue.
You gonna keep barbecue? You gonna keep barbecue?
No, I'm not taking it next time.
Let's bring their own barbecue.
That's right. No, I'll leave my barbecue at home.
Well, if you win, then you got a barbecue.
You better go back and get the barbecue.
Unless you're retiring, like you said. We won't get into that. All right. Yeah. We won't get into that. But no, you know.
So, yeah, so if that's the case, then he needs to bring the barbecue since he's driving the 65
That's right. I volunteer myself, by the way.
Yeah, now that it's a winning truck, he wants to drive it.
Yeah. I wanted to drive it before.
No.
I want to drive.
You did.
Truck. I did.
Yes. I put fuel in it, so I'm taking partial responsibility.
You know what? Every gear in the wheel or whatever makes a difference, you know. So, every cog in the belt.
That's right.
But, you know, my thing is like,
I still have no clue what happened to that truck. Still have no clue what we did to that truck to get it to where it is.
Well, you know, it's consistency, hard work. You know, it's you figuring out, you know, yourself how to drive and, you know, having little coaching, obviously.
Yeah.
Things like every one of those things makes a difference, you know, and adds up. So,
and you better watch out because I already reserved Ken for the 4th,
if he's available.
And speaking of that, something you would like to know, Patrick is going to Orange Show with us.
Oh, sweet! That's good to hear.
So that's August 9th.
I know we're running out of time.
Yes,
but I want to find out. and we'll talk more afterwards. Can I talk to you a little bit about maybe a celebrity race, a couple of them maybe, but, you know, one at another facility, but maybe one here. So the interests are high for, like, Rob McCracken, the other guy, Larry, and a couple other
don't
guys.
Say Rob McCracken.
I'm sorry.
Cindy's listening.
So it's, you know, we just got to finish putting it together if we want it to happen.
I'm in.
So, which is a cool thing. But I was going to say he could be your spotter, but you already have a spotter.
That's right.
And I'm telling you, I think this guy, Rob guy, I don't know much about him, but I think he knows how to drive. I'm not sure.
I'm sure Ken will understand.
Okay. No. So anyway, so, you know, just a little sneak peek there.
Yes.
Whether
I keep telling these guys we got good things coming.
And there's something even bigger.
That's right.
Something even bigger, which
we're going to a hunt show.
Even bigger, but we'll see what happens with all
we're
that,
headed so. To Orange Show. And
on October 9th.
October 9th,
September.
Yes. And it will be Patrick's first time ever at the Orange Show.
Oh, good. Good. He will have an experience like no other.
That's right. And as I keep saying, a gentleman named Bobby spotted for me there in 19 when we were there.
You're going to look. Try to look him up.
I've already got him reserved.
I already have that. Well, here's
if
my
he's
thing.
There.
Here's how we can see how good they are. We'll put him in a different truck and see how well they do.
Okay.
Oh, hey, you agree?
Okay.
All right.
Meanwhile, the 65 is going to be craned up on a 24-wheel
pole. Be off, right? Locked with a lock and key. All right. That's okay.
Don't you know a crane operator?
I do.
Okay.
I do. We'll see what happens.
See,
there's a lot of cool things.
So you get that 7 to Winter Circle?
Yeah. 27 next, which I'm going to change the number to 7. So if you don't like me, I keep numbers. But actually, I want to put my regular number on there, which is actually 777. So 777 is my modified number.
The boards don't go that high. Red, white,
that's
blue.
Okay. Ding, 77 ding, ding, on the board. So.
Yes.
So I got a job for you to make me some new numbers. Some new numbers. But I already have
I already have the
artwork on how
here's one coming.
I already have the artwork how it's supposed to be done. So. Actually, I probably already have I just got to print it. Maybe. I don't know.
We're running out of time.
All right, go ahead. That was all I wanted to say. So.
Okay. I'll make your new numbers.
So,
I don't know what truck you're putting them on, but we'll make new numbers.
27. That's where that's going.
Okay. So it comes down to support your local track. Go out there.
That's right.
Support the drivers.
So to all the people running the tracks, whether it's local here, local somewhere else, find out where your people are not happy and fix those problems the best you can. You know, you gotta keep the drivers and the spectators happy enough to want to be at the track and not picnicking somewhere else.
Or out on their boat.
Or on the boat.
Or out on their race.
Or on their race, right. So, that's a tough battle. But that's the key to keeping everybody happy, right?
That's right.
Finding out what's making them happy. Anyway, just